Pilgrim, how do we deepen our love for God?
We deepen our love for God through reading the Bible, participating in the life of the church, and through worship and prayer.
What is worship?
To worship is to lift up our hearts to God. We join our prayer to the prayer of the Son to the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit.
How did Jesus teach his disciples to pray?
He taught them this prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
What does this teach us about prayer?
The Lord's Prayer teaches us to praise God, to seek God's will, to ask for God's help every day, to say sorry for our sins and be forgiving, and to resist evil.
How do Christians worship together?
Christians gather to praise God, to listen to the Holy Scriptures, to pray for the needs of the world, and to share in the sacrament of Holy Communion.
What is a sacrament?
A sacrament is a pledge of God's love and a gift of God's life. God takes earthly things, water, bread, and wine, and invests them with grace. A sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace.
What is Holy Communion?
In Holy Communion, Christians celebrate the mighty acts of God. Jesus had supper with his disciples on the night before he died. Taking bread and wine, he said, "This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In sharing Holy Communion, we are nourished by his risen life today.
Why is this sacrament also called the Eucharist?
Eucharist means thanksgiving. Christians give thanks for God's grace in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Why is Sunday the principal day for Christian worship?
Christians worship on Sunday because that is the day Jesus Christ rose from the dead. For Christians, it is the first day of the week.
Pilgrim, how will this shape the journey of your life?
By God's grace, I will be faithful in prayer and worship, and make the whole of my life an offering to God.